Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing? Running a little late tonight, but just in case y'all want some late night flavor or whatever, you know, I try to make it in there, guys. Like I said, I can't remember the last time I missed a day, you know. If I miss a day, not only it's for a good reason. But anyway, they said it backstabbing and smiling in your face. Well, they're telling some of them lying, they won't even smile in your face, and they still be stabbing you. So they don't necessarily be there smiling in your face. Good evening, everybody. Like I said, it's late night edition if y'all want to. Come on over here and you got anything to discuss. T-Mac, if anybody knows T-Mac out there, the D&D boys out there in Arkansas, he said he had a segment he want to get on. Need to hit the one button. Wheelchair, you can go and hit the one button if you got anything you want to put out if you ain't already went to bed, though. I see you on there, but y'all know you ain't in the bed, so I don't see the Prayer Warriors on there, so the Prayer Warriors can't come on here and bless the show. Either they miscombobulated or they drunk or they're playing with the devil. Either way it go, guys. Today was kind of a down day for me because I thought some of my, like I said, I thought some of the guys were my friends, but the shit they told me today, oh, Lord, it's some of the shit they told me today, man, they knocked a hold of my ass. I mean, but it's all good, though. I can take it off. Now, this motherfucker come and hit me. I don't know why Joker can't get his own damn phone and call in. You got to, man, I swear, some of these guys, I don't know if they're just cheap or just, I don't know what the hell wrong going on here. I keep saying to myself, I'm going to try to be nice, but I change my mind. Ain't no use me trying to be nice. Don't care if I'm good or nice. I'm going to still get blamed. But I got a phone call from a joker that I respect, and, man, he gave me some good stuff. But I'll go into that later. We don't have that. Wheelchair, come on in and take the show, man. You got the show, Wheelchair. I got to make a phone call. Come on in there, Chair. My man, Wheelchair.
Hey, what's up, dog?
Come on. How you doing, my brother? How you doing?
Yeah, first of all, I'm pretty good now. You know, past my bedtime. First of all, I want to thank everybody that came out to MGMP this weekend. You know, we're going to start it off with Mike here, right? I wanted to get down there and beat Mike, but the rain saved him. So we went on over to MGMP, to Ben Harris, and that Bona race, Squid Game. They had a nice 16-car shootout, but they ended up with like 13-car, 15,000. And Ace Boogie went through the field and collected the money. He had a street car shootout. I can't think of the guy named that won that. And he had a couple of big grudge races, the Sicario. And Stepchild took the victory on that one. And then he had Nasty Boo and Cash Out. And Cash Out said they were going to take the parachute off of Master Boo when they won. So they fought the parachute early to make sure that they saw the parachute. And Nasty Boo took the win on that one. But, you know, everybody know it's coming up to the end of the year. So we got a couple of upcoming events. November the 13th over in Steele, Alabama. It's Tarnell, Big Jake, and Chevy Stain race over there, the makeup race from July. And then November the 19th and 20th is ABP versus CP at Middle Georgia Motorsport Park. That's Tarnell and Aunt Bonnie. They got the big grudge race locked in between two cities in Middle Georgia, Sparta with Honcho, and Greensboro with Stick Up Kid. It'll be the return of Stick Up Kid also. We ain't seen them since our last year. Then, November the 27th, in Orangeburg, you got Trigger Man Birthday Bash. I think he just locked in Kong. And him and Tony Bynes locked in. Romeo and Pocket Change, they locked in. So, Jamie said he's going to have all the cars over there. He passing out birthday cakes.
Oh, shit.
December the 3rd and 4th, it's the last race at MGMP, which give you a little, if you need to make some test hits before you go to Baldy race, you can come on down there and test. Got a street car shootout, the Reference City shootout, and a 484 smaller shootout. And then it's everybody vacation. December the 9th through the 12th, No Guts, No Glory at Orlando Speed World. And I'm there being honest. I'm going out there to try to collect a check.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right, well, Wheelchair, that was a pretty good announcement you made there. I want to put out a disclaimer for some of the people out there. You know, I go back and look at some of my live feeds and all that, and I see a couple, three people on that beat talking about some dog I talked to you during and all that. Excuse me. I want to put out a disclaimer. I am an X-rated motherfucker. If you don't want to hear all the cussing or you don't want to be on that, kid, what can you do, kid?
Put your earplugs in.
Or
hit the red button. Or hit the red button.
Thank you. Thank you. That's right. Ain't nobody twisting nobody arm or nobody phone or nobody nothing that listen to my live feeds or whatever I do. I'm a cussing, nasty motherfucker. I mean, I know what you be trying to hide. I'm X-rated ever since you knew me. I haven't changed since you knew me. I've been the same most far X-rated ass motherfucker since you know me. So if you can't understand it and don't know it, I appreciate you looking, but like I said, it's free. So if you don't look, who give a fuck? All right. Ty, come on
good
in.
Good report. Good report.
Thank you, kid. Bajo, what you got on your mind?
I haven't answered the question for you, but kid answered it. Hit the red button.
Hit the red button. I mean, I don't look at it. I ain't twisting nobody on me. Look at that shit, man. Shit, the damn, they talking about don't cuss so much because you got kids and this and shit. Name me one kid that know how to get on Facebook or know how to get on these phones that don't cuss and talk more shit than I talk. Come on, now.
They should be doing their homework anyway.
Yeah.
They should be doing their homework anyway.
Yeah. Well, again, I told you, this is late night, guys. I wasn't going to be back in time enough to get the show. I was going to be halfway in between something. So we back in tonight. So if you got anything you want to do. Now, they told me that Marcus Burke was looking for the chosen one, and they said the chosen one was looking for Marcus Burke. So if Marcus Burke want to get in there, if Marcus Burke want to get in there, somebody know how to get it. You know, I don't know that I want to show the ones that you come over and want to lock in.
Yeah.
He ready to lock in. And yeah,
it's birthday today, too.
I don't know if Jermaine want to blow his candles out or not. I don't know now.
Oh, Oh, shit.
Yeah. So let me, I know what I'm going to do. We're going to call Mark and wish him happy birthday, and then we're going to see, do we want Jermaine to come blow his goddamn candles out, or he going to blow his out. We're going to find out who really want to do something. I mean, you know, it ain't going to be like that rocking, him and rocking him, man. We're getting tired of hearing that.
Oh, man.
Never happen, you know? Yeah.
Lord,
I mean, I'm getting tired of hearing that. I'm getting tired of hearing that. What about you, kid?
Shit, I was tired of hearing it when I left Darlington.
Yeah, well, let's call Mark and wish him happy birthday first, and then we see can we get Jermaine on here and see who he want to say something. Somebody get T-Mac. T-Mac said he wanted a segment, but maybe, you know, maybe he changed his mind. He had a segment he wanted to put up there. Yeah, see, come on, kids, you got to sing happy birthday to him.
Oh, man.
Well, you know Marcus, he a nasty joker. Maybe he getting him a BJ.
Yeah, he could be.
You know Marcus loves to get somebody to suck his wee-wee.
Surprise blowjob for his
uh-oh.
For his birthday.
Yeah, well, he didn't answer, though. I'm scared to bring up that big snafu they had out there in Texas because they said I'm taking sides. I don't want to take no sides. Kids, you heard about that big snafu they had out there?
I ain't heard none, dog.
Oh, shit. Hajo, you here today?
No.
Nobody want to talk about it, so, you know. Let me see. Oh, Lord.
You said something on racing?
Don't worry about it. If you don't worry about it, don't worry about it. They just asked me about this. Somebody just texted me now. You on the show now. Hit the one button. Come ask yourself. I was going to tell everybody. Everybody call and ask me about stuff. And then when I answer, then I get jumped on about it. I mean, knowledge is power. I mean, sometimes it's for you and sometimes it ain't for you.
I know.
I just got a damn whole lot. Yeah. So they ask me these questions. And then I ask them, then I get jumped on because they say I didn't know both sides.
You talking about, oh, you man. Talking, you ain't talking about that race where a guy spent out and won a red light, is it?
Yeah,
somebody went on a trial break, didn't
they? I'm going to read this here post. I'm going to read this here post verbatim. Uh-oh, 601-1400. That's a doggone in this shit. I'm finna read this here post verbatim, y'all. Y'all hold on for a minute. I'm finna read this post verbatim. Hold on, 601-1400. Mr. Willis, if you have time, can you have a discussion about this? Who do you think won the race if you was the DP man on the race between Silver Dollar versus Mr. Lewis in the Black Trans Am at Extreme Raceway Park if they said track rules? He said if they said track rules. I believe I know who won the race based on the track rules, but I'd like to hear your input. Finally, I think these DP men and racers need to be more responsible and understand there must be a winner in a race. There's no such thing as no one gets paid. If the DP man is scared to make a call, he shouldn't be a DP man, bottom line. Now, that came from a concerned fan there. And if I give my input, I'm taking sides and I'm going to get cussed out. So somebody in person come on in and ask me. I help in person. If somebody want to question me about it, I'll answer in person. Keep going. What you got, baby?
I'm holding on just for 1 minute, dog. Y'all just go ahead.
Well, we holding on. Like I said, it's going to be a slow night. You ain't got to worry about it. Chicago was getting fucked up as usual, kid. Chicago was getting fucked up as usual.
Man, I ain't waiting on electricity on that goddamn game. Is that the race between the Mustang and the Black Trans Am or something?
Yes, sir. Yes, that's it. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, I think I saw some of that shit where I think it's the Black Trans Am red light, right?
Yeah. Come on, Nettie, you in there?
Hey.
Okay. Well, that's it. Go ahead, Nettie.
Hey,
hold on. Go ahead, Nettie. Keep the radio.
Go ahead, kid.
No, kill the record. Come on, man. No, kill the record. He got all night.
I was going to say, if the car red light and the other car spin out and the other car didn't cross neither line or touch the wall and still cross, he won. If the one red light and the other one out there and spin out, but he never crossed the line or touched the wall and he still crossed the finish line, he won.
Now, you saying that, you're making it kind of confusing. That I mean, just what are you saying? You're making it kind of confusing the way you're saying it.
All right, the first car red lighted.
Right.
And the other car go out there and spin out, right? But he never crossed either line or touched the wall. But he crossed the finish line. Just say he went back across the finish line.
Slow down. Hold on. That's why you're confusing. He could spin out and not cross the line and don't have to go across the finish line. As long as he don't hit that boundary, he still wins.
That's right.
But he did hit the wall though.
Okay. Because if you be at some of these events, and if it's a competition,
don't be nothing. If he just spin out and did cross, then he ain't did nothing wrong. He could spin out all he wanted.
Right.
As long as you don't hit nothing. The problem was he hit the wall. If you hit the wall, then he lost.
Iceman did that down in Florida,
he didn't cross the line and hit no walls or nothing. He just went in there back. He won.
Exactly.
That's the same thing that would have happened down there. He could have spent all he wanted. As long as we don't cross the center line or touch it, depending on if you're NHRA or IHRA, he's in good shape.
So if he touched the wall, the car the red light won.
You always gotta think if it's track rules now, cause see they can skip any rules they want, and still go by track rules. You know, because a lot of people didn't understand about it, and that's what everybody's doing. People are not looking at the rules; they really looking at who they like we normally do. It ain't the matter; they're looking at who they like. See, the thing about it, a lot of people, I must say 80% of the people, when they see a red light, they think the race is over. Now, the race ain't over if you run in track rules. If you run in track rules, the race ain't over when they're in the man red light. Now, you got to either stop there, don't do nothing or whatever. But if you go down there and cross a boundary, then the man in red light, he wins.
No, I seen a race, got a red light, the other guy chasing and wind up hitting the cone. Lost the race.
Well, he lost the race.
He hit a cone.
Yeah.
He had it won. But,
I talked to Quan today, and Quan was the one that spit out. I talked to Quan today, and he said everybody was making opinions and didn't know the whole story. Well, me and him, Quan, I go way back with Quan, and me and him always had a good relationship. But, you know, they kind of jumped on me and said I shouldn't be putting my input in, and so I don't want no trouble, so I bag off. But I bag off. Let me give you more facts. So then you won't get jumped on like me. And then when I talked to Quan basically said that Lorenzo was not the DP man. So, you know, I told Quan, I answered the question because I was under understanding that Lorenzo was the DP man, and I didn't hear nobody say he wasn't. So I didn't hear. You know, Quan said no, that he wasn't really the DP man. So Quan said he'll be on later to talk about it, but, you know, it is what it is. I can only answer what I thought. Come on, guys. I'm sorry for cutting y'all off.
Were they running grudge rules or track rules, dog? What do you know?
Everybody said it was grudge rules. Everybody that done posted said it was track rules.
And you say Quan did hit the wall?
Yeah, Quan did hit the wall, yes.
Hey, Willie.
Yes. Yeah, Flop.
If they ran straight track rules,
I know.
No skips,
straight track rules. Yep.
The black car wins. First or worst.
Exactly.
Right.
See, a lot of people don't understand what first or worst means, and a lot of people think as soon as the red light come on, the race over. That's where the problem come in at, because they don't understand that
right.
The race is not over if you're running track rules. Unless you still, when the red light come on, you can go there and do monkey flips, jump over the wall and do everything you want. If you don't step there, then the race is not over with when the man red light. It's not over.
Hey, dog. Now I'm gonna address this. Whoever the DP man was, if he didn't know what track rules was, then, hey, you just got to kind of suffer the consequences of whatever judgment he made.
Well, that's true, but hold on.
Unless you
did. I got you. But Quan said he wasn't a man. He said the money, he didn't even have the money. He gave the money to something else. Quan had, you know, once Quan told his side of the story, I can see where the gray area come in at. Once he told his side of the story,
right.
I can see where the gray area come in at. But
right.
Like I said, until he told me his story, I can only go by what people ask me. I didn't put my input into it. They ask me a question, I'm gonna answer just like tonight. If you don't come on and give me
right.
your input, well then I don't know your input. If you ask me a blatant question like right. what I track rules, okay, whoever hit the wall lost. I mean that's my answer.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Hey, y'all keep talking for a minute. I gotta make one more phone call.
Okay.
Y'all keep talking.
Kid, it's done made for a good discussion. I know on a couple of the morning shows that I've been on, so first the people not understanding first the worst, and like Dog said, they think the race is over as soon as the red light come on. And
right,
I heard
right.
some people say, oh, that NHRA track rule shit is some bullshit. So I replied, that grudge rule shit is some bullshit. How you going to bounce
yep.
off the fucking wall and win? At the time that you hit a wall, you out of control.
Right.
So, you know, but it makes for good discussion. But
yeah,
you got to
yeah.
know what you – yeah, you got to know what you're getting
not
into.
Not the
NASCAR. Strap up. Shit.
Not the NASCAR rules.
You got to know what you're getting into. Yeah, it is, Tyjo. They call it rubbing. I'm going to do a little rubbing.
Goddamn Pajo with these NASCAR rules.
Hey, Pop.
Yo.
Let's just say if they was running for 10,000. Do you think one of them want to lose 10,000 like that, the way that happened?
I wouldn't give a fuck if it's 10,000.
Hold on, Flop. Let me take Quan
okay.
name out of it. Would you want to lose 10,000 like that? After a man done red lighted and
okay.
just went on down to there and
hold on. Let me say this. I know what I'm getting into. I think I clearly know what track rules mean. If you red light and I go down there and I get out of control and I cross the center line or bump the wall, then I'm going to say, you know what? I saw him red light. I should have just cruised on down this motherfucker, but my stupid ass went right out here and fucked my 10,000 off. So when I get back, I'm going to watch the DP man pay you, and I'm going to be crying while he paying you. Saying,
Hey, Flop, this is what I was going to do, but I didn't want to force nobody to do it. I was just going to be quiet, and I was going to bring one of the official guys that know the rules on here, and Phil Shulin. I was going to let y'all shoot at his ass and let him explain it to you. And if he said anything different from me, then we are set. So with that being said, I'm open to Phil Shulin, Michael, and I'm open to Chef Lee, Michael. Phil Shulin, your mic is open.
Yes, sir.
Yay. Hey, Willie Dog.
Yeah. Everybody, if you got any questions, address them to Phil Shulin. If you got any questions, address them to Phil Shulin.
I'll talk, but
some people get tired of hearing me say,
Hold on, let's
start this here, one at a time. Let me get Skin out of the way since he want to talk to me. Come on, Skin, what's the question?
question. I want to ask you a question with it, dog. And we and me and you running track rules. And me and you, I red light. Then you cross the center line. And then I hit the wall. Who win that race?
You can't do all of them. If you red light it, you do not. Then who else? You red light it.
No, dog. Exactly everything he said can happen.
Yes. Okay.
I like that.
Then if you go out. Okay, Phil, goddammit, who he asked the question to Phil? I told you going to be later. In that case, then I didn't want to answer it. I was going to let Phil answer it. And then if you go down there and hit the wall, whoever hit the wall first loses. Right along, Phil.
Whoever hit the wall first loses?
You're correct.
I didn't say Phil hit the wall.
No, you said one man red light. You said one man red light. Then the other guy go down there hit the wall,
dog,
and I hit the wall,
dog,
too.
Listen, dog. Dog, would you please listen? I said me and you racing, dog. I red light. Then you cross the center lane, and then I hit the wall. Who wins the race? That's what I asked.
You win because if I cross the center line first, which is the same infraction, you hit the wall, you win. Because I committed the worst offense first.
Whoever commit the
worst offense first, that's who loses. Go on, Phil. I'm tired. I'm Phil. Don't y'all ask me no more now. Come on, Phil. I'm opening everybody's mic. Y'all talking to Phil.
You answered it right now.
Yes.
You're not on my goddamn mic. I got something to say. Ain't no motherfuckers on
my mic.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. Your mic is open, but we're having a discussion. If you can't discuss it, close your mic back up.
Okay, let me join the discussion then.
Let me say one thing real quick, Danny Boy.
July 8th. Hold on. Warren Green was in an accident. How many of y'all asked him if he all right? Okay, now. If he's all right.
Come on, Phil. What you have to say, Phil?
I was going to tell everybody, hitting the wall is the same thing as crossing the center line. It's the exact same infraction. It's a lane DQ. All
right. But the wall stopped you.
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
Well, some tracks actually have a line before the wall, like Englishtown.
Yeah.
With
whoever,
a very wide track.
Whoever watching this is, mute your phone now. I can find you now. I'm asking you to mute your phone
like
if you're watching
Englishtown,
this.
Englishtown had a line before the wall, and you didn't have to hit the wall. If you crossed that line, you were DQ'd.
I mean, I feel you old.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
well,
man, not the Englishtown, New Jersey.
Yeah, because it says, let me explain it to him. When Phil said, I'm going to say it the way we understand it. It says cross in the banner. See, if you got a line at the track, the boundary is the line and not the wall. But if you don't have a line, it's the wall. But now, Danny Boy, you putting a tall bind on me now. He's trying to bring up whether corner is okay or not because he had a wreck. I mean, come on, man. We know we're okay now. But you got a point there, Danny Boy. But we talking about now that we talking about the rules now. We ain't talking about whether corner is okay or not because a whole lot of people didn't call to find out whether he's okay. A whole lot of people still ain't calling to find out whether he's okay. So that ain't what we're addressing right now. So I'm going to open Danny Boy back up, and if he got some of the discussion on the rules, if that's what he want to discuss, then we can talk about the other stuff in the next segment. You're back home again, Danny Boy.
This is what I say about this situation. We can use it as a teachable moment, and we can talk about rules, but this is how I see it. A man hit the wall. Both camps. Agreed, we're getting their money back. So when we just keep talking about this over and over, what we're doing, keep saying the other people won, if they didn't take down the money, what are we trying to do? I mean, they okay with their decision. We don't know all the inside. Now, one thing about these lines and all that is one thing. We done been over all that shit before on here. Everybody know the wall, the worst offense if you cross the center. We understand that. We don't know how these folks really lock this goddamn race in. Well, while everybody on here talking about who won, they don't know who the fuck won. They don't know what was said. Now, the rules y'all are saying correct, but that don't mean that's the way that goddamn race went. And then y'all talking about $50,000 and telling the motherfucker he won and he didn't get it, and you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So you need to know what you're talking about, or just talk about rules and stop bringing up corn.
Hold up, Danny Boy. You're 100% correct. Tell us what the rules were then. Tell us how it was then. Tell us how it was locked up. Hey, whoever got the radio or the TV on, mute your phone or get off the show. When I find you, I'm gonna cut you off. You can't get back on.
Listen, man. Evidently, it was some confusion in the goddamn lockup because anybody know it's worse or first. Anybody know if you red light and other man go down there and cross in your lane, that man lose. But evidently, it wasn't understood like that. Because if it was,
Danny
Boy, went
we're telling you
that,
you since you know, tell us then, Danny Boy, what was the steal then, Danny Boy? What was it?
It ain't nobody's motherfucking business. It's been settled.
It is everybody's business. It's public knowledge.
Not if it's been settled.
He
lives the motherfucker had 50,000 up there, ain't complaining. The motherfucker had 50,000, ain't complaining. What we started trying to...
The
case.
Goddamn,
we're not complaining either.
Hold up, man. I ain't muting that because he's talking. I'm muting because he won't let nobody else talk. It is a problem if it affects the whole race world. It's a problem. And you said we don't understand it. Are we doing this answering the way it goes? A lot of people are still confused about the rules because if they don't know the rules, that's what we on here for, to clarify the rules for some of the people that might understand what's going on.
Dog, I want to say this.
Hold on a minute, Lorenzo.
Yes, sir.
Lorenzo.
Yes, sir.
We on this phone discussing this incident that happened down there in Texas, and we done heard four or five different what you call them. They said different sides. Was you or was you not the official DP man?
They called me to DP it. Last week.
I didn't ask you that. I asked you, was you the official DP man or not? That's what I asked you.
Yes.
Okay, you were the DP man, right?
Yes.
Okay, you made the call. Yet, was it grudge rules or track rules in any steps besides grudge rules or track rules? Was it?
So track rules, you know, small block, 28s, flip for lane, in the lane, 6 o'clock.
All right, no problem. Be quiet. Come on, Phil. What you got, Phil? Okay, hold over, Renzo. What you got, Phil?
What I was going to make is a blanket statement because there's a lot of people that listen to this show. If you race at a track and don't skip grudge rules, then you are agreeing to track rules.
Okay, let me get that one back on in.
Let me say this, sir.
The situation was really out of my hand
when they didn't give me the money for the DP at the track. So I made the call from what was spoke on the phone about the lock-in. When they called me about the lock-in. But I did not have the money to give it to the correct person.
I talked to Quan today. Quan said you weren't even on the phone when they took down the steel.
They called me to do the race. They called me and asked me to do the race.
All right, Quan want to get on. Where you at?
He just said that they never gave him no DP money or nothing at the track. Yep. He can't be the DP man.
I know that. But what I'm saying is that's why I asked him, was he the official DP man? I thought you missed that.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I didn't miss that. No, I already know that, brother. But I need to get Quan on because Quan want to talk to Lorenzo soon. Is Quan on your line?
Hey, Phil.
Everybody be quiet. Quan and Lorenzo talk. Then the two, they need to get straight. That way we hear Quan's side and Lorenzo's side. Everybody else can be quiet. What Quan at? Quan on the phone? What's Quan on the phone?
Yeah, all right, head out.
All right, everybody be quiet, please, guys. Let Quan and Lorenzo talk. Let them tell their side. Please, guys, please. Go ahead, Quan. Your mic on.
All right, so, of course, Lorenzo just said, told y'all his version. We call Lorenzo. to be the DP man? Strike one. Lorenzo got on the phone to take our steps down. When both parties finally get the race figured out how we was going to lock it in and do all what we was going to do and agreed upon everything, we both parties got to yelling, Lorenzo. Man, where the fuck did Lorenzo go? I thought he was DP in the race. Lorenzo never say shit. So somebody heard Tony on the phone and said, well, Tony could take the steps down. Tony's like, well, give me these steps. I'll take them down. I'll get to Lorenzo. Strike fucking two. Because he need deep gambling against him. Tony takes the steps down. So-called give them to Lorenzo. Lorenzo never came on and asked both parties, okay, do y'all agree to this? Is this a lock? Is that a lock? Lorenzo didn't even come back on the damn phone. Okay, we get to the track. Somebody, Tony don't got the money. Lorenzo don't have the money. Somebody that wasn't even on the phone got the money. Now, who? How many? That's three different goddamn people supposed to be the DP man. Okay, the people that got the money made the call after the race in our favor. Right or wrong or indifferent, they made the call. Silver car win. Now you got Tony and Lorenzo going to the other camp saying, no, this is what they still. They fighting the facts so hard, not because it's the right thing, it's because they gamble. They gamble on the fucking race. So now don't cut me off, I ain't cut you off. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
You got people there knowing that these people gambled against us. You got people knowing that for a fact that they gambled against us. Then you have the people that's holding the money calling the race for us. But then if you turn the race back around and say, no, it's for them, who the fuck supposed to get the money? Now who's going to say no? Now what party going to say no? They just called for us. So we turned around, we're going to get back. You're talking about $100,000 pot. If so much bullshit went on with that shit for people to just be running their team. We know the rules. We know track rules, book rules. We know all that shit. That ain't what's at stake. That ain't why did nobody get paid. This is what I'm telling you is why didn't nobody get paid.
Okay, now, cool. Let me speak now. Did y'all or did y'all not step track rules?
I just said and told you it ain't about the rules, bro.
What did y'all?
Listen, man, we have no argument about the rules. We know the rules and we understand the rules. That is not the reason nobody got paid. That's what you said in the real life, Lorenzo. You said you're going to put the rules into place. Like, we know the rules. We know the fucking rules. And we never say it.
Okay, well, tell me this or then. What made you think we gambled in the pot? I didn't put a dime in it.
Man, we know for it ain't about in no pot. You ain't have to get in no pot.
You said what?
Ain't nobody Michael Macho, Mike Kwan, and Lorenzo Kwan and Phil Shuler. Y'all ain't got to holler each other. Y'all can discuss this.
I was on the phone the whole time everything went down, the steps, everything. Y'all both agreed track rules.
Well,
I did not gamble pick. When Tony started talking, y'all told
me. To
will you listen to what I'm saying?
That's a big red flag, Lorenzo. You cannot say to these people or to me that you was on the phone and you heard everything, but you would not answer us when we was calling your name to lock the race in. But you claimed you DP. That's a red flag, man.
Okay, you said it's a red flag. Okay. But did y'all? Wait. Honestly,
that's a red flag.
Okay, if you had Tony to step the race in, since you said Tony stepped it, did y'all step the track rules still? Hello?
Oh, how much? Lorenzo.
I'm asking you a question.
Did Rose tell Dan? No, listen. Did Rose tell Dan, you, Rick, and all? He did not dispute the fact that it was track rules. Didn't the man tell you that?
Then why y'all just pay out then? It would have been a done deal. Okay, why y'all just pay out then? It was a done deal.
I just told you, motherfucker, why we didn't. Because you can't make the call on shit that you ain't involved in no more. How the fuck you gonna make the call if you ain't the DB man?
If the man on your side said y'all stepped the track rules, I mean, what's wrong with paying off at that point?
Dude,
it was already track rules. Desmond came over and told y'all it was track rules.
Hold on, Lorenzo. Let me explain something to you. Let me explain something to you.
Okay.
Let me explain something to you. Hold on. Let me explain something real quick. This is why the shit didn't go right. We all know it was track fucking rules. We did not. The male person never said once to this day it was track rules. And you ain't heard nobody say that. So stop hanging your goddamn argument up on that. When you go to different tracks, NHRA, IRA, all that shit, track rules can be a little different. They don't, if I'm wrong, feel on here to straighten me out, but they could be a little different in certain areas. But they are track rules. So when the people that got the money run the track and they say silver car win, that's pretty much saying that's the track. They just call the people. They just call the people. And came down and said silver car win. So what you want us to think?
Q.
Don't kill me, bro. I'll tell you why.
I'm finna ask you a question. No, okay, finish.
Go ahead.
If you know both y'all stiff track rules, why y'all didn't honor the agreement? Both you knew it was track rules. They knew it was track rules. How are you going to change it up just because the track changed up? Y'all knew it was stiff track rules.
I'm going to break this down into elementary side, okay?
You ain't got to break nothing down for me. I'm just saying if you're a gentleman racer and you know
–
I understand what you said. You gave the money to the track, so you let the track make the call. But you both parties knew what the actual rules were. You should have told the track at that point, we had track rules instead of letting all the confusion get out of control.
Listen, Lorenzo, the track is ruling it, fool-ass man. The track is ruling it once they make the call. They are ruling it, and they tell the people about the race at the spot, and you know it. It ain't the call. That is track rules. What the fuck are you listening to? What's wrong with you, man?
Quan, I want to say something just because you're saying that you said the track made the call. When I was on the phone having a discussion with someone there, I heard, what's his name? Who's the guy that owns the track?
Clyde.
I heard Clyde in the background, but Clyde said in the background that they told him the car hit the wall after the finish. Now, I don't know why that was or how that was, but I did hear that myself.
Hold on, Quan. Hey, Phil. Hey,
all
Phil.
I'm trying to get the
Phil.
People to do is understand.
Hold on, Quan.
However they...
Hold on, Quan. Phil.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Listen. You remember I was on the phone when you said the same thing you just said. I heard y'all say the man said if he was past the trap, he could have towed down a scoreboard. I heard all that. But let me tell you what the problem is, Phil. This is what the problem is. They didn't have a strong enough DP man in the beginning. If it don't start out right, it ain't going to end up right.
Wait. How you
start right? Wait. Hold on, Lorenzo. Because if it's two parties on the phone, man, you're talking about a big-ass grudge race with a whole lot of cookies on the line. So when these folks calling y'all name, it's a DP man. Life is in his hand. I mean, you got to listen to both parties and get an understanding. Because track rules to me might not mean the same thing track rules to them. So this is what I heard while I was on the track. When they were trying to make a decision, and I was just standing by listening, I heard people say, I said, man, fuck, we didn't go down here and make sure Quan all right. When I was walking through the crowd, I was hearing shit like, man, fuck that shit. Lorenzo can't make no call. Lorenzo betted on them. So it was a lot of credibility issues. It ain't about the rules. Everybody know worst or first. If you do this, hit the wall. Everybody know that. But the credibility was not there. Didn't have a strong enough DP man. DP man holding $100,000, the money shouldn't be getting passed around to 2-3 different people. None of that shit should have happened on that race. That was a serious race. You know the build-up on that race. You know how much hype was on that race. Y'all supposed to make sure y'all had a good damn understanding.
Danny boy, so the money never – the money
– somebody's hand, you – no, listen. If you put the money in somebody's hand, you put the power in their hand. That's why you can't make the call. If you had the money, you could say, this is what y'all steal, and this is who I'm paying. And I'm going to only talk to the two people that locked the race in. And that shit could be over with. But it was so much bullshit going on. It's a dude, hey, Phil, it's a dude read this too. He said, they didn't say red light. And I know false start is the same as a red light. He read this out loud. He said, false start, if a person false start and the second person crossed the center line, it didn't say nothing about the other line. So he read those rules. That was one set of rules. Then it's the rules like you say. If it ain't no line, the wall is the line. Okay? So any of them boundaries, if you cross, you lose. People were saying that. So they were saying so many different things. They came to the thing and they said, look, here's y'all 50 back, here's y'all 50. They couldn't come together on the shit. So if you had a scrum DB man, running them other people wouldn't have never been involved. He would have made the call, paid somebody, and that would have been it.
I agree with that.
That's
statement.
Where the damn problem lies. It don't lie with the rules. The rules are right. It just wasn't nobody strong enough when they locked that race in to DP that race. They did not DP the race right. The money shouldn't have been gave from Lorenzo to Tony, from Tony to somebody else and all that. And the track didn't even have to be involved in that race because you red light, worst or first, you go by the rules, you pay off. They didn't need no track. Clyde shouldn't even have to get in that goddamn race field.
Danny, did you hear what you just said? You said money get them in. I never received any money. Tony never received any money. The money went straight to the track. Because I was called. Because we were called to be it.
I understand. You can be called. It's folks that say called to preach, but they ain't been called.
Now why are we switching up now? Switching up now.
I'm not.
We were called to. You are switching up. Well, why they didn't come to we? Wait, Danny boy, listen to say. We host the event, so we wasn't hard to find. Why they didn't come to us to bring us the money like they're supposed to? Then, since I was a DP man or a toner, whichever one y'all say. Why they didn't do that?
So that's when you supposed to tell them, look, I ain't got nothing to do with
it. They didn't.
If they call you, listen, Lorenzo. Wait, Lorenzo. If they call you to be a DP man and don't trust you with the fucking money, why? I tell them that fuck theyself. You ain't no DP man. Stay out of it. Okay, let's talk to dog. Dog. If I call you to be the DP man, dog, ain't you going to, we're going to count that money. Both sides. Hold on. If you're at the track, I done did it before with you. You have me to count their money, we count their money. You count all the money and make sure everybody got the right money and everything, right?
Yeah.
Or do you go get it to the track and tell them to count it? Or do you take it up there and tell the track to count it? Which one you do?
Man, I ain't never seen no track hold no money for anything. They crazy.
I don't suggest it. Anytime it's a race, regardless of the money, that the track nor the promoter handle none of that shit. Let somebody else handle that shit. That's the way I like to do it. That's me, though. If you're asking me.
Handle what, dog?
Huh? Holding the money all that. If I'm the DP man, even if I'm not the DP man, I done told Mike Hill, Bobby Cole and all that y'all don't need to get involved with it at all, nor does the track. Because it's gonna put a bad name either on the promoter of the race, or it's gonna put a bad name on the track. One of the two.
But who count both parties' money, dog? When you the DP man, who count both parties' money? How you do that?
I do.
Okay, and then you count both sides right in front of it. So if the money gets passed around two, three different times, I know I heard. So if the money gets passed around two, three times, and it come up short, who's responsible for the money?
If they gave it to me, I'm responsible.
Two or three different hands.
If they gave it to me first, I'm responsible for it.
Danny, we never received any money, so we can't even talk about the passing money around. That's not even a factor.
So you never was a deep.
Why y'all keep trying to flip the wait. Why you keep flipping the situation around? First you talk about the money passed around. Then you ask me how I'm the DP man. They called me to be the DP man.
Let me tell you why. The fuck up didn't come with the raise. The fuck up came with in the beginning as the DP. That's why the raise.
Now, I'm gonna tell you where the fuck up came. Nah, go ahead.
A strong DP man. One side would have walked away with $100,000 if you had a strong DP man. You can go all around in any kind of way you want. Ain't no fucking way two cars and $100,000 grudge race and then one of them win.
All right, let Lorenzo talk. Y'all ain't let Lorenzo sit in there. Let him defend himself now.
I'm going to tell you something. If y'all want to make the track the DP man, why y'all didn't get a track the steps of what the race was instead of just handing them the money? Why y'all didn't do that?
Ain't no y'all.
You speaking as y'all. You speaking on it now, so you got to be y'all.
Daddy boy, let Quan fight his case. Then, since you said we don't know nothing about it, let the two of the people that play the notes talk. You doing more talking than he is.
Laquan, if y'all made the track the DP man, why y'all to get a track the rules y'all was running on instead of just handing them the money over?
Hey, buddy, if you would just listen to me and comprehend what I've been telling you.
You said the track made the call, but the track didn't know the rules. Galen said himself he don't know what the rules were. Galen said that himself. All he said he would know was holding the money.
Well, how did they make the call? If they didn't figure out what the rules were?
They just took it off grudge rule. That's all they did. And y'all know y'all wasn't running on no grudge rules.
If they took it off grudge rules, then we won. But Cry said he didn't take it off no grudge rules because he literally got on the phone and called somebody before he made the call. Lorenzo, he didn't take it off no grudge rules.
Quan, will you listen to me? Listen to what I'm telling you.
What else do you want me to tell you?
If Galen them honestly knew it was track rules, y'all would have never got the call. Because that's why Clyde said in the back, will you listen? Can I finish talking?
Because it don't make sense. Why would he call an NHR man or whatever the track sanction is? Why would he call them for a fucking grudge rule, Lorenzo? Why would he call them about a grudge rule? It don't make sense.
Quan made that call before anybody, but
the rules are posted at the track. I ain't figured that out yet.
The track rules say if you hit the wall. Yeah, they posted at the track. That's what I'm trying to say. If the man knew it was track rules, he would have went straight and said the trans on one if he knew it was track rules.
Did anybody tell them it was grudge rules?
They didn't know what rules it were.
If they were not on track rules,
they were straight on the set, the Trans Am won. Because that's what the rules on the tower say.
Lorenzo, what you want me to say, man? It ain't nothing hard.
The track made a call, bro.
The track that's holding the money made a call and made another call on the race.
Quan, did y'all tell?
Do you understand how hard it is to go back and overturn it, and how you make shit? So Like, that should get hostile quick. You make one call, and everybody really going to believe whatever the track say initially. The first call, people going to really believe because it's the track shit. They know. This ain't shit. They know. But when they made
that
call,
all I'm saying,
later they came back and made another call. That's what you asking, Renzo. What you saying?
All I'm saying, y'all should have gave them the facts of the race before y'all ran instead of just letting them make a call. They didn't know about the track rules.
And we should have, okay, Lorenzo, you absolutely right. And you know what else we should have done? We shouldn't have done a bunch of shit. We shouldn't have had you or Tony on the phone in the middle of that shit. That's where it fucking started. It started off fucking wrong right there.
How was that wrong?
We should have done a bunch of that shit, and I blame myself. We should, what the fuck you mean, how is it wrong?
I was wrong. I made the right call. What's the difference? I made the right call.
Dude, that's why I can't talk to you. You ain't comprehending shit, Lorenzo. You smarter than this, man. You ain't comprehending shit, I say. But you smart. You a smart-ass man. But you ain't comprehending the fucking words that I'm telling you.
I'm comprehending everything you're saying. You're not finna manipulate my words.
You and Tony are fierce competitors of ours. They just called me on the talk show 2 days prior to locking this race in, then y'all was on the fucking talk show lying about us, and I had to get on there and straighten that shit up.
What was we lying about?
Dumbass for even getting y'all on the phone involved in locking the fucking race in when we know y'all want to see us lose and y'all gonna bet with them. That's stupid on my behalf. Can you comprehend what I'm telling you, Lorenzo?
What I'm telling you is, if y'all going on track,
why would I call my fierce competitor that don't never want to see me win, to come lock in to be involved in one of the biggest lock-ins of my career, our career? How stupid can I be? Do you understand what I'm saying, Lorenzo?
Yeah, I hear you.
I know you got to understand that, though. Would you and Tony ever call me and Rose to be a middleman in y'all race? Would y'all ever in life do that?
We don't need a middleman because we gentlemen races and we pay up like we supposed to.
Well, if you did need one, you wouldn't do it. If you did need one, you wouldn't do it.
We don't need one because we gentlemen races and we pay with no problem. We don't try to hustle people. We race and pay up like we're supposed to.
Go around the goddamn course. Go around the course.
I'm not going around
the
course.
Go around the course. And you took off the other goddamn way. You don't never
okay,
have no man question head the fuck up. You take
okay,
the fuck
Q, I'll be
way,
honest
man.
With
you.
Q, I'll be honest. Q,
the fucking corner, man. Face the
Q, I'm finna be honest with you.
I face your question
okay.
Head the fuck up, and I answer the
okay,
question.
Okay, I'm finna answer your question. Q, honestly, I would ask you to be a DP man because you understand stuff. I would never ask Rose. I asked Rose then. I asked Rose,
that
then y'all still
try.
Q, you just asked what I...
Me and Rose, because it was you and Tony.
I will call you. I said I will call you.
My question was not me. My question was not me. My question was to involve two people, not one people. Well, not one person.
Okay. Will you
let?
Can I finish what I was saying? Can I finish what I was saying now? I said. I'm not going no sideways stuff. I just said.
You are. You took part of my question out.
Because I trust your decision, not his. That's why I said I will call you. That's what I just said.
Okay, so that means you wouldn't call me and Rose to be a part of y'all race, right?
I will call you because.
Me, right? So I'm done,
okay.
Man. I'm gonna raise my case, man. I can't keep going on with this shit. It's dumb, man. I'm not gonna keep going. You know what the fuck I'm talking about, man. I'm not gonna keep going around the Rosie with you, bro. We grown ass men. I answered your question straight the fuck up. You can't answer mine. We ain't got no more conversation, man.
I just answered you straight up. What more you want?
You did not.
I just told you I would trust you because you.
Lorenzo. Lorenzo, can you repeat the question I asked you?
You asked what I call you and Rose the DPL race win. And I said I would trust you, but not him because he don't understand the rules. That's what I said. So I would call you.
Answer the question. You didn't answer the question.
I just answered it.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Okay, anybody on the phone, did I answer that question or not, Jim?
Everybody on the phone is open now. Everybody on the phone is open now.
It's not about who you trust in that two-part involvement.
Everybody's
talking
about
what you call me and Rose, not what you call
me. No, you didn't ask his question. He said something different than that.
So I didn't answer his question.
No, you said you would rather let him than somebody else. That ain't what he asked.
Well, okay, no, I wouldn't call him a rogue.
He said if you was his fierce competitor and he always want to see you lose, would you let him DP your race? That's what
the problem, brother.
And you didn't answer that.
So you thought about that? Take your ass to sleep. I don't care, kid. Go to sleep.
Hey, whoever that guy that put the kids to sleep, you need to mute your goddamn phone.
He got muted. He out of there.
Y'all go ahead. Did the show cut off?
No,
yeah,
I'm hurt.
Yeah, you didn't. I don't think you answered this question. He said if you was his fierce competitor and you always wanted to see him lose, if he wanted to see you lose, would you let him DP your race? You didn't ever ask.
Don't answer the question.
I just answered.
Stop repeating the same question.
Yes, I would call him because. And I'll honestly, I wouldn't have a problem with DP because I feel he would make the right call.
See you lose.
I don't know who want to see me lose.
See,
y'all manipulating the thing. He didn't ask me if I want
that.
No,
that's
not what he asked me.
Ask him, did he ask you that then? All you doing, got to ask him? If he didn't ask you, that ain't what he asked you.
Quan, what was your exact question?
To be honest, because Lorenzo is trying to be nicer than most people is, every time y'all ask him something, you don't give him a chance to say nothing. You keep on, everybody keep fucking talking. Let the fucking man answer the question first before everybody start talking over him.
See, but
every time he got ready to ask, he start talking over him. Ask the question, let the man answer.
The question comes with a yes or no. The man said, yes, I would let him be my DP man, but I wouldn't get that other Quasi because he don't know nothing about the rules. So he said, yes, I would be.
My question was,
if we were your fierce competitor, would you call me and Rose DP to be in the middle of you and Tony Ray? That's what I asked you. And you said.
And I gave you my answer.
This is like going to the store buying. You got two ladies. You got to buy a pair of shoes. You got to buy one or two. You can't just go buy one. You just trying to buy one and walk out the store. That's not what I asked you, dog. That's not what I asked you. I said, would you call me and Rose? Not that you call me, would you call me and Rose? What's the answer to that question? Yay or nay? Would you call me and Rose? You can't. If you got to call Q, you got to call Rose. So what? Yay or nay?
I wouldn't.
Okay, though. See how easy that was? That was so easy, Lorenzo.
Okay,
you go all the way around the board with this shit, bro. That's easy, man. And I don't even know why you go around the board.
I answer question. Why are we still talking about that now? I just gave you the answer.
Well, I'm just basically telling you my dumb ass mistake. That's what I did. That's all I'm saying. I'm just pointing out my dumbness.
Q was saying he dumb for asking you to be the DP man. That's what Q was saying.
My thing is this, Q. I'm a gentleman about everything I do. Why would I lie in front of thousands of people when they can see what actually happened and people know what track rules are? Why would I lie?
Who lied, though?
I'm just asking you, why would I lie? Now, why would I lie about something like that? I try to keep my name clean as possible at all times.
Nah, he ain't saying you're a liar, Lorenzo. He's saying you want to get
Skin, let them off skin. Let them off. Leave them alone, Skin. Let them talk it out first.
I'm just asking you. If you didn't trust me as a DP man, why did you even call me? You had an option when they first said call me. You could have said. You could have said no.
You're right, and I just told you I'm dumb as fuck. I'm so mad at myself. I'm dumb as fuck for even
Okay, so tell me this, Q. Okay, Q, now tell me this, sir. Q, tell me this, sir. Okay, now Q, tell me this, sir. If y'all had any other DP man and y'all said track rules, what would happen then?
If we had any other credible DP man that we actually gave the rules to, gave our skips to, he did everything the DP man supposed to do, we got to the track, we got our money together, and we gave it to that exact DP man that had those rules and shit on goddamn on in our phone, text message, whatever he had to do, because that money was a lot of money. The DP was a lot of money on the DP. All that shit was worth being extra cautious about it. When that man would have made the call, it would have been the call, man. It would have been that call, man.
Okay, now it's this certain info.
That's what, oh, Lorenzo, that's, go ahead.
Why y'all didn't get Galen the steps of everything then before y'all gave him the money? Because y'all made him the DP man.
Both both.
Aren't you one party? Aren't you one party?
I'm a fucking driver, man. I'm finna, Lorenzo, I'm finna get in the fucking car and drive for $100,000. You think I got time to be over there worrying about who's getting the money and who's getting steps and shit, man? Do you think I got time to be doing that?
So you tell me it was just a last-minute decision, just get them on the end about the hole at the track, give it to the track the hole right when y'all finna get ready to run. That's what you're telling me.
You got to ask Rick Walsh and them next shit, man, that know. You got to ask those people that know, man. Ask Hall Rick Walsh and Dan's them. They the one gave money to the man. Ask them that shit.
I got a question, Quan. So who do you feel was the DP man?
When they called me, I was over there by the car, and Rick said, come on. I said, what's up? He said, come here. And when I walked over there, Galen said something about this and something about that, and I was looking, and then they gave Galen the money, and I just got to look, and I'm like, I ain't asked no questions, but in my head, I'm like, okay, well, shit, I guess everybody done talked to Galen and got it right away with Galen, like Galen's a DP, so I'm like, okay, shit, and I walked on back to the car.
Right, so as far as you,
I wasn't
as far as you
with
my know,
Galen
there
was
is,
involved.
There was no
I
DP
was,
man. No, that's what I'm saying. As far as you could tell, there was no DP man.
When I seen them give that money to Galen, in my head was like, okay, well, I guess Galen is like whatever the DP,
okay.
Like the DP, because he gave him the money. So I guess, okay, I guess people felt. I didn't know. I didn't my side or their side. I wasn't in those conversations. I didn't know why they gave Galen the money. I'm getting ready to go race. That shit is far out of my mind.
Had that damn money was the DP man because he had to know all the damn rules you gave. They seemed like they took it out of this dude's hand and gave it to whoever
that's all I'm trying to tell Lorenzo about is why the money didn't get paid, why it was so all this shit we talking about now led up to what we talking about. There's so much bullshit that went on in between that. It's hard, and then you have bullshit that happened on the track. Shit, what you think? What the bullshit plus bullshit equal bullshit?
But the Quan, the thing I'm saying, we all supposed to be, you know, family, whatever. Y'all knew the rules, the track rules, so y'all agree.
They called Lorenzo after they called.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you some good advice. When it comes to money, ain't nobody got no friends.
I know that. I know it. I understand that.
And Lorenzo,
I understand
that
totally.
I wasn't up there. If you know all the stuff that you were hearing in the crowd, you once they made that call, and once they made that first call, and then tried to go back on it 15, 20 minutes later, you know all the Lorenzo. Think about it, man. This had to have been the best outcome I just did. Do you not agree on that, Lorenzo?
I'm here. I'm listening.
Do you not agree that this really was the best outcome on that shit?
I'm going to be honest with you, Q.
All the shit that you know happened. No, listen. All the shit that you know happened and said and all this, do you not really feel like this really was the best outcome?
I'm going to be honest with you, Q. No, it wasn't. For the simple fact, the two men that locked the race in were standing right there on the starting line by each other, and both of them knew the rules. One man said, we locked this in track rules. The other man said, yeah, we did, but each track got different rules. At that point there, the track should have heard them say, yeah, we did lock a track rule. Both teams said that. The track should have made the right call at that point.
Hey, do you know what you just said?
I know what I just said.
What they said.
I know what I just said.
No, did you hear what they just said? Did you hear you say they both said yeah, but the track, but both each different track got different rules. Did you not hear that little part right there?
Rose said that. Rose said that. Didn't nobody else say that? Rose said that. And I told Rose, no, you're not correct.
There go the little question mark that's gonna come into play. Okay, so we know tracks got different rules. What's the rules at this track? They didn't even got the money, so let's see what they say.
You can walk back there and look at them on the sign when you go
around
the tower.
They didn't even make the call.
You said they had the track on the wall?
They got the rules on the wall. Yeah.
I got a picture of them on my phone.
They posted.
I'll send it to you, Bobby. I'll send it to you, Bobby. I would have sent
it. Like, you literally, Bobby, this is the first time I can say that the track got that part right. They are literally posted when you go around to the starting line.
And if you actually go by those track rules, Quan, y'all lost. And I'm not saying about out of hate or nothing like that. I'm just being in all honesty.
Ain't nobody disputing that, bro.
Oh, there's somebody got to be
check this out
somewhere because they minus.
So check this out, Lorenzo. Why did the track make the call? The track did not know
it was track rules. The track did not know it was track rules. They thought it was grudge rules.
Well, one thing, Quan, I said a minute ago, when I heard Clyde talking in the background, somebody had told Clyde that the car didn't hit the wall until after the first line. So if that's what information you were going off of, you would say the silver car won.
That's what Will said.
Okay.
I said, no, he hit about mid-track.
Okay. If he made the call off of that, that's one thing. If he had to go up in the tower like he did and make a call, my thing is, why would he have to go call somebody else if they felt that we were running off a grudge rule?
Oh, I can answer that because you don't know what the fuck he's doing. But go ahead.
Honestly, I don't. I'm not for sure if he did call him. Wait.
Yes, he did. He came down off the thing and said he called him. Rizzo. He told everybody I just got off the phone with him. I called him three times.
Okay.
I got one question.
So why would he go call somebody if they steal his good rules?
I got one question. Is anybody going
to tell me? That's what I'm trying to tell you, why all it was so much bullshit to why didn't nobody get paid.
Okay.
Then once you make the call when you make that call in the position of tracking, if you make this call, you got to be able to stand on it. It got to be the right call because once you tell these people that, you can't flip it back and it ain't going to be good. So that's why I ask you, don't you think this was the best option after all the bullshit you heard that happened? It wasn't the best call that was supposed to happen. What you should have done before the bullshit. I'm saying after the bullshit, after you know what went down, don't you think this is the best call? It was a heat up. Rose did not say it wasn't track rules. Rose just said it's different rules at different tracks. So let's see what Galen got to say. They did not once tell them it wasn't no fucking track rules.
When the next race? When y'all gonna do it again?
360 feet.
The problem is, the problem came in a way. Well, I don't know that shit. I don't even know why motherfuckers be trying to run for that much motherfucking money, man. You don't have to run for that much money, man. You don't have no motherfucking fun, man. The problem comes with all the fucking money, man. You don't have to fucking do that.
No. The money don't never come into problems. I mean, understanding is the problem. I mean, at the end of the day.
Hey, Bobby. Yeah, you're right.
Hey, Quan.
Bobby,
Dan, what you saying?
Let me ask this real quick, and this will answer a bunch of questions. So what you telling me, Danny, is if Galen and Clyde came over the loudspeaker 5 minutes after the race and said, first or worst, the black car wins the race, they'd have got paid off and everybody been happy.
I can answer that question for you. Hell no, everybody wouldn't have been happy just like they wouldn't happy when they made the first call. Hell no, wouldn't nobody gonna be happy on either side. They made the call.
Then here's what I can tell you: the best advice for both parties is they're in the wrong game.
Exactly.
Yeah. Have your lawyer. Have your lawyer when you're having your race. You call on however you see it.
So, Quan, tell me this here. If they would originally call black car win, it would have been good then?
No, that's what he just said. It wouldn't have been.
No,
that's not what I said. Don't twist my shit up. I said it wouldn't have been good because if they came on the live speaker and said that, meaning they were reversing the call. I said the first
thing
I told y'all earlier.
I said five minutes after the race.
I told you earlier when you asked me if we had a credible DP man that we'd have gave the strips to that it took down everything we said.
I'm not saying anything happened any different than exactly what just happened. Y'all gave the money to the same man y'all gave it to, all of that. Y'all made the race. One car red light, the other one red. They come on the loudspeaker 5 minutes after the race, ain't said nothing. Said we're gonna go look at everything. They come on the loudspeaker and said the black car won the race. They'd have got paid off and everything would have been okay. And you said no. It wouldn't have been okay.
No. I said no to them. That's reversing the call. That's the way you
What he's saying? They never made a call. They just went and reviewed everything. Then came back.
Correct. If the call was made, if they came on the loudspeaker and said black car won, would the money had been paid off? That's what you asked.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The problem came in is when they came in and made the call and then reversed the call. Now you got everybody With all the bullshit was just this year leading up to the race,
so they
and
paid somebody
now
off
you got
and
everybody
paid money back and didn't pay nobody off.
If you was on a track, Bobby, and you were running for 50, right?
and the track had the money in the tower, and they made the call, and they end up in the end saying, we just going to give you your 50 back and they 50 back. What can you do?
Well, how y'all, whoa. You said Gala made the call on the start line, and then now you're saying the money was in the tower. So who the hell had the money?
That's what they just said. Quan said the money was in the tower. You know where they money was?
That just let you know they ain't fucking listening. They only hear what the fuck they want to hear. They heard me say that shit. What you heard me say?
I heard exactly what was said. Y'all said Galen made the call on the starting line. Y'all said Galen, y'all gave Galen the money, and then y'all said the money was in the tower.
I mean, did this guy on the phone have any
I don't know. I just heard
Quan
say the money. What a problem, man, for you?
Well, if you gave Galen the money, why is the money in the tower?
Galen is spot on out of track.
Yeah, he went put the money in a secure spot until he goddamn even can go get and pay a motherfucker. So he
wasn't gonna be standing down there on the stage lane with no tracks and shit
motherfucker. You don't know what a motherfucker got in their mind. I don't give a fuck where he is. You know how this shit works for you. Come on, man.
That's how that went. He went secure the money. That's what he did.
Lord, have mercy.
Hey, Phil Shula, I got a question.
I mean,
now because the person that
this?
They said was this twin.
Who am I talking to? Okay,
this
go
twin.
Ahead.
Now,
yes, sir.
Because they said the person that supposedly wrote down the steps, right? But they didn't give him the money, so that don't make him the DP man. Now that they
correct.
Gave the money to somebody else, could they have renegotiated a different race? You follow what I'm saying? Because what you did with one DP man, you didn't give him the money.
It was messed up from beginning to end. From start to finish. Exactly what you're saying. They could have got there.
Well, considering all the bullshit,
there ain't no damn way. They could have not raced. There ain't no way for nobody to get no money.
Exactly.
There you go, Fly.
Not the gray area.
Yeah. Considering
man,
all the bullshit
when
that went on and the people not knowing, getting your money back was a goddamn plus.
That was feminist. Hey, getting your money back was the blessing.
That's what I'm saying. At the end of the day, shit.
After both of them got their money back, they went on back to racing. They agreed to do the race again. And, I mean, just going on and on. Where are we going? Everybody know what gloves are. Everybody knows the track rules. But at the end of the day, everybody kept their goddamn money and were glad to fuck up, glad about it, and they ready to race again. So,
He ain't hurt, so y'all lock it up again and get you a good DP man.
Exactly.
And money on
that's
the wood makes
right.
things
that's
good.
That's where it needs to go.
And get a lawyer. And get you two lawyers to go along with it.
If you can understand it up front, you don't need all that. That's all you need to understand.
They gotta be college graduate lawyers, or can they be high school?
Man, please. Goddamn grudge racing needs to
be
done in the Supreme Court.
They got to graduate from the Godfather Academy. Okay.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, kid, man. I
want to clear something up. Just so everybody's aware. Everybody talks about rules different, IHRA, NHRA. The only difference in what would disqualify you from a race like that between IHRA and NHRA is NHRA, you have to cross the line. IHRA, you have to touch the line. Other than that, the rules are everything else is the same.
Exactly. All right. So
what about the rules?
And see, Lorenzo just stated that the two guys that actually lost the race and talked to each other on the line, didn't neither one of them dispute it wasn't grudge rules. The only dispute was tracks have different track rules. And you just explained it. So basically, those two guys didn't know what the track rules were at each track. So there it comes. We put the truck in. Well, we got you know. There it goes. That go the mix up right there.
I come up with all type of stuff.
You
can lose the 50.
Well,
yeah,
most people don't even say shit about the IHRA rules. They just give you the IHRA rules. First of the words, you goddamn, that's it.
Well, all of that's the same, Bobby, between them.
Yeah,
and even the sign
of
the track, Bobby, says first the worst and then goes through and lists all the rules, the infractions.
Okay. If
right.
Like the track,
disregard
the
track
line, has it as good
say,
as you'd ever want it to have it.
Oh,
every
oh,
track
but what
I'm
asking you one thing. It's with track rules, do he lose either way it go?
Do what?
For hitting the wall. Let's take
rules,
the center line out.
Do he lose the race either way it go? At either one of those rules?
Either one. Because the only difference is the center line violation. One of them is touched the line. The other one is crossed the line.
Well, what about
right,
the wall?
So, at the end of the day, both of them got the money back. You know, it should have been a blessing. So, other than that,
correct.
You know, you lost in losing the rules.
The wall rule is that there is no boundary. The wall is the boundary.
Good report.
Some
good report.
They do have a line on that side.
So, Phil, I understand. The one
song
with
your breathing hard. Breathing hard. Mute your phone, please. Breathing hard.
Like Tony Brown. They couldn't prove he crossing line.
Phil.
He whooped goddamn.
Go ahead, Danny.
Yeah, that was what I'm getting at.
The Mustang.
So, Phil, which one? Is it IHRA, the one that you can touch it?
IHRA, if you touch it, it's a DQ. NHRA, you have to cross it.
So think IHRA is the smarter. Now, that's the worst shit in the world. How much can you touch
well,
it?
Well, not really,
Quan, because
most NHRA tracks have two lines in the middle. So it would be like there was one in the middle,
okay.
And if you touched the one in the middle, then
so
it would be. It's almost
so
the same. It's almost the same real estate.
To the other guy.
Correct. And basically, the black patch in the middle is like the line of the IHRA track down the middle.
Right.
Good.
So I can ride my line. I can ride my line all the way down, and all
you can ride on top of that.
From it.
Just don't go across it. Correct.
Don't get bullhorn. Okay. Don't cross it.
Not a bullhorn can cross it. The tire can't. The reason they say the tire is because there's no way to prove anything else crossing it.
The bullhorn hit the
horn, part.
Hit the cone.
Bullhorn, now, if you hit any timing
cone.
Device, you're out. If you hit the cone with the header, even though the front end's already passed, you out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you hit it with the parachute, you are not
Come
out.
Come on.
Hey, Phil.
I asked y'all again, whoever washing dishes, to mute your phone. That's all I ask you, man. I ain't
man,
even getting a call,
man.
Mute your phone.
I use paper plates.
Dr.
I use paper
Phil.
Plates.
I'm going to go find it.
Is there a regulation whiff on these tracks?
I can't say that I know that there is or not. The only one that I've ever seen with the outer boundary, like I said, was Englishtown. But it's really, really wide.
Right.
And people don't pay attention, but like a track like Jackson, some of them tracks that have grass between the asphalt and the wall.
Oh, man.
Yeah. If some of them have lines on them sides.
Not a GMP landscaping.
I'm telling you, man. All that goddamn grass.
Hey, Pajo.
As wide as the track is, is if you over there, you ain't got no business on the grass anyway. You got a point there.
Hey, Pajo, you done got to be a fearless kid, man. You done got to be a fearless kid, man.
Oh, boy.
That'd be
Side Joe be coming up with some.
Man. I'm now, back. What I meant.
Hey, Phil.
Yes.
Now, Danny, like Danny Boy was saying, the DP man got to get a better, got to give the two parties an understanding, right? But is it the DP man's job to explain the rules
no,
to the people who
I
are?
No, that's what I said in the beginning.
Thank you.
No, I don't agree with that. Yeah, if you lock it in a grudge race at a track and don't know the difference in track rules and grudge rules, you deserve whatever happened to you when you get there.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And everybody knows the
let me kind of say it again in a way that maybe y'all may kind of figure out. I'm saying, Bobby, I done heard one of the best DP men, I hate to tell this motherfucker that in the head already too goddamn fat. One of the best DP men, that goddamn Willie dog.
Okay.
I done heard dog see some bullshit in the steps, and he know it's going to be some bullshit. That come with experience and doing this shit. And dog know that motherfucking shit going to cause a problem. I done saw him break it down to where both motherfuckers understood what the fuck was going on. Instead of getting
I agree with what you're saying.
He stopped it on the front end.
I see what you're saying, Danny Boy. But I've also heard dog keep his damn mouth closed and let a race get locked in.
Because he knows
what I'm about to go on a suicide mission, but it ain't his job to get him off a suicide mission. It's his job to be
man. You're right. But it depends on who, okay, if it was you and Bobby Cole or somebody, veteran motherfucker that he knows, you should know. And if you lose, you're going to take it like that. But dog got a pretty good judge. Some people locking in one time, and dog knew it was gonna be some bullshit, and he was about to bag out being the DP man. So what he did, he went back over it again and made sure they had an understanding because he knew it was gonna be some shit. That's all I'm saying.
True.
Sometimes that
true
shit can be stopped on the front end. That's all I'm saying.
I want to say this,
hey,
sir, as a racer. I want to say this, sir. You know, as a racer, being with a team, no team should have a man locked in a race that don't understand what he's doing.
That
good
part.
Sometimes you can think you're right and don't be right.
But that's why I say you should know what you're doing before you get up there doing.
You know what the hell you're doing.
Yeah, that means the people that are saying that ain't never thought they were right and made a goddamn mistake then. What y'all telling me?
You keep justifying some shit that.
No, I think Danny Boy is the one that said that. They know enough to know that if they do make the mistake, it's just going to cost them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the money went 50-50, and them people are happy with it.
Phil, I want to contest something you said earlier about if you racing at the track, man, then it's automatically understood to be track rules.
I didn't say it's automatic.
Go ahead.
I said unless you step something different, you should know that you're running under check rules.
Okay, because, see, I've heard a very prominent gentleman say about particular tracks, this is automatically a grudge track, so it's automatically understood that it's grudge rules unless you skip track rules.
If it's automatically a grudge track, next time you go to that track, see if you can get the grudge rule book you can look at real quick. Call, man. That was a different thing. Grudge track.
Now you just hit on something for you. Now, ain't no such thing as grudge rule based on what you're saying. It's whatever these people get an understanding about.
That's why he said it ain't no automatic grudge track. That's why he's trying to tell y'all in so many words.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. It ain't no automatic grudge rule because the rule states if you cross an amp boundary, worst of first is over with. But some people say you can hit the wall, so they changing the goddamn rule. And as long as both of them, that's what they want to do.
No, Danny Boy. No, Danny Boy. The track rules say you can't cross the boundary. Track rules say. Girls' rules you can make. Girls' rules or whatever rules. Danny Boy, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You're doing more talking than anybody on the phone tonight and ain't listening. Girls' rules is whatever the two people have raised in the green on. That's what you say the same thing. And you, that's what you're saying. You say the same thing. That's all you do. Girls' rules are whatever the two people, whatever the two people raised in that agree on, if that's what they want to agree on, that's what the girls' rules are.
Grudge rules are still unadjustable.
Grudge
rules are adjustable to whatever you want.
How they raise them, right?
The steps.
Grudge rules is made.
That means they have an understanding how they raise them, right?
Correct.
Man, let's
that's what that
man,
means, right? They got to understand.
Shit, man. Yeah, but other than that, it's grudge rules. I mean, it's going to be fact rules. Other than that, you're going to step that shit.
That's all it comes down to. My mother been screaming that all day.
Lord, I'm
understanding because first of all, ain't no such goddamn thing in no grudge rules.
Good point. Good point.
Grudge
rules ain't number six.
Ain't no damn such thing. So whatever we do all this shit about grudge rules,
but it's like you said, Danny. If it's somebody like Doug, you say it's grudge rules, he gonna tell you what the difference is.
Hey, Flair, check this out, check this out. At the end of the day, he said it's track rules. Phil just said ain't no such thing in no good book. So that means whatever them two people decide to fucking do with their fucking money, that's it. Shit. So just get a fucking understanding. Damn,
you're right,
rule, the rule what got everything fucked up. Keep the rule out of us. Fuck a rule. Whatever we agree to, that's what we do.
Number six.
That's what happened.
That's grudge rules. Now, if you agree to a track rule, you got to go by. Grudge rules is the only way we can get that understanding. Well, you can get understanding.
But if you ask,
so
it's easy, Danny Boy. If you don't want no rules, don't go where the rules is at. Get that race in your driveway. Oh, man, on the street.
No. If I got 50 up, and the other party got 50 up, we can do whatever the fuck we want. We can make our own goddamn rules. Fuck the rules.
But if you go have 100 up, y'all got to be smart enough to have the fucking rules in place, too, then.
DC, man. That's how they do that. Man, listen, man.
Talking about that goddamn money, man. That ain't giving a fuck.
Oh, okay. Now, so if me and Bobby lock in and we say, we don't give a fuck how you do it, just cross the goddamn, whoever cross that goddamn trap, that's who wins. Hit the wall, tell your goddamn car what you want to do. If you beat me to the head,
Okay, well, Danny, we already know that. Whatever you do, that's it, man. But that's understanding.
That ain't no rule that's an understanding.
Hey, man, and listen. Just because this shit didn't happen, it just was a simple mistake from the beginning. Everybody know the fucking rules. They know what they got to step into their rules. They knew the rules when that shit happened. When they wrecked, they knew the rules. When they red lighted, they know the rules. Motherfucker know
they
lost from the beginning.
This is all that happened this weekend. It got real dark, and then they seen a little piece of light at the end of the tunnel and hauled ass out.
Oh, man. Lord, have mercy.
That's a blessing. That's it. Shit.
Right. Exactly.
I'm a bit.
You already knew the goddamn rules. That's it.
Every time we race, Phil, that don't mean it's no don't go money every time we race.
Not the will of
I didn't say it was nobody's no-go money, but there was some no-go in there.
All right, I'm going to say this, sir. 80% of the people at track do not understand what track rules are.
That's good report.
90% of people at the track don't understand what first or worst is.
Correct. 70% of them with race cars don't.
Exactly.
My.
and I'm not in so none about it, but I see.
The motherfucker that gather that money together, they go together and gonna stiff a motherfucker that gonna bet that type of money, he's a goddamn fool if he don't know right from wrong.
And see,
say it again, Bobby, for the people in the back.
This is another problem to come in.
Goddamn fool if he gather that money together, he don't know right from wrong. He's supposed to know the rules. Both parties need to
be friends with this goddamn
fool. I'm
going to make sure I know them all for $5,000.
And this is another problem.
Sure I know all for $2.
I'm not pointing to no team. A lot of people go gathering all this money up. People put money in the pot. They don't know what they betting on because they don't know what the outcome is because of the rules. Somehow you got this whole crowd of people. I'm trying to raise
people
money in the pot.
It's the two people that get that money together. Who responsible for that money? Those two people.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you don't know you
but
won a race. Until you get up
but
there.
The ones that put money in don't understand what's going on. And when they lose, they don't know why they lost. They ready to fight and cause problems.
They shouldn't be putting money in there if they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
No gold money.
Yep. Yeah, I can assure you, when I go to the track, we run for a nice amount here back a little bit at Texas. And that money that I had bet on that race, you could have lit it on fire and I'd have just watched it burn because it didn't have no plan.
Yeah, but how you know they might? How you know? But you think you're the only one do that?
No. But you ain't gonna see me argue about no race. Either.
Yeah, but I noticed every time somebody else race, you always every time you said no go on.
No. I ain't just said that every time. You can't find me a time when I did say that. The only time I say that is when some people try to squirrel out of a race.
Don't put it up. You can't stand and lose. That's all I can say.
Go report. Make sure the light bill and gas bills are paid. Leaking. What else?
Ain't outcome happening the way it did, man. Man didn't get hurt. We get another goddamn car and shit.
We got to put in some new rules. No race can get paid off till an hour after the race once everybody's agreed on the outcome.
Oh, Lord.
Come on, Phil.
Don't do that, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Phil, you can open up another can of worms, Phil. Don't do that, Phil.
Hey,
might dog,
as well.
What did dog get?
Now it's time to go back. Continue with the show. I'm going to stay where I'm at.
Hey, dog, if I am going to ask where you at, I'm talking about somebody. Hey, dog, tomorrow your show, have a show about why they don't know how to mute their phone and go to sleep.
When I find them, I close them up. Ain't no problem.
Who's going in?
We done said that 100 times.
I had to switch line. Couldn't even hear y'all talking.
Good God almighty. That's disrespectful. Very disrespectful. Hey, Phil.
Try to make my own call.
Yes, sir. Can Dahl put us in the pile room for a couple of minutes?
That's a dog question.
Hello? Who you want to go to the private room with?
You're in the private room.
Oh, okay.
Hold up. Y'all get a quick bullshit. Hey, God. If y'all want to joke somewhere, do you want to go in the private room or not, kid?
Yes, I do.
Who you want to go in with?
Phil Shuler.
All right, hold on a minute. Kid's in the private room, and I'm finna put Phil in the private room. They got something they want to talk about. All right, kid, go to the private room. Phil Shuler, you finna go to the private room. Phil Shuler going to the private room. All right. They in the private room. I don't know if they're fucking or bucking dickheads or what they're doing. Y'all go ahead and talk, guys. Everybody else, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm staying out of this shit so that I can brave everything. I'm going to try to stay out of it.
Where
we go,
Big Mark here? Big Mark here of it.
Hey, Willard, what you do with Tony Pines, man? I see Chevy signed on through on him.
damn, dog in the private room being nosy, ain't it?
Yeah, yeah.
hey, Flop.
Yo.
That damn dog don't want to get none of that bullshit tonight, though.
Yeah.
Lord,
like
I thought
Kwon was finna pull. His belt off and get old boy a whooping. Kid, you back already?
Yeah. Quick, fast,
damn.
And in a hurry. Quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Now Willie dog in there with him, huh? Tajo, man, you done got to be so damn silly. Every time he fought in the U.S.,
they got their Tajo rough.
Not the GMB landscaping, yeah.
Not at the House of Hook.
The GMB landscaping? Oh, man.
Oh, man.
All right, hey, let's lay off the track. We don't bash the track. Anybody got any more questions they need to clarify about these rules that you don't understand? Because it seems like I can say, anybody got any more questions about these rules?
No, I don't have one.
That's all I can tell you.
I'm going to have a lawyer when I lock in a race.
You don't need no lawyer. You don't need no lawyer. Like I said, everybody understands the rules when it's in their favor. When it ain't in their favor, all of a sudden they don't understand none of them.
Yeah, I guess you got to point that
out.
I got a course out on that, dog. Let's say one car priest turn the second bulb on, the other car rolling in, but roll through the light, but don't get a red light. Can he bag back up, or is that officially called a red light and a loss?
Go ahead, Tim.
He's going to hit light.
Go ahead, Tim.
No, you understand
exactly. If they ain't activated the tree, ain't shit going
on. There's nothing stopping him from backing up.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
So basically how auto start works, first of all, most, I ain't going to say they all do, but you should not ever activate auto start if somebody double bulbs in the beginning. Because part of all
who breathes it hard, man? Who breathes it hard? If you got to ask for something, put your phone on mute till you get your whoever's breathing hard.
You get your asthma pump.
It helps if they breathe hard.
But usually, like if the tree's
man.
Not been active, so that switch they have up there, they'll flip it to activate auto start once they see two clean pre-stage bulbs.
Yeah.
If they hadn't flipped that, then if you roll through, then it's nothing. You get back, you'd be fine.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, if you're in an actual elimination,
they're
not going to let you do that.
Right.
Okay.
Eliminations at an event,
part of the rules are you
only
get to go across.
One at a time, guys. Let him finish. Please.
Like in an actual event, you can only go across the starting beams one time.
Okay, the reason I asked that because we had an incident with one of our cars. We were racing. It was Grudge, the guy. Guy rolled and turned one bulb on. We had one bulb on. He rolled in and turned the second bulb on. And we was coming up on a stall for the road to our second bulb. The trans broke and the car just rolled through the light. We didn't get no red light or nothing. And a lot of people said, you know, it was a race.
If you were both pre-stage before that, then I would agree with that.
Yeah, but that was a red light.
It all depends whether you're running – track rules or grudge rules also, too, now. Because if they don't hit the track,
man.
Hold up, guys. See, that's what's wrong. Everybody asks the question, then everybody start talking before you get all the answers. You always got to know what you're running on. If you was running on the track rules, you're right. You would have got them. You should have been red lighted. But if you was running grudge rules, then you could back up and do flips again if you wanted to stage up again.
Okay, but if the tree don't red light you, what does that mean? If the tree don't red light you,
if the tree don't, that's you ain't Lorenzo. You ain't listening to yourself now. We just told you.
Nah, nah.
Then. If the tree ain't gonna red light you to the man hit the button, if you're running good rules,
okay.
You don't pull the. You ain't on auto start or nothing. And if you don't hit the button, then you can back up and do what the fuck you want. You see Tony Bryan do it 77 times.
Oh, man.
You ain't lying.
Not the boss.
Hey,
one more thing before you say that. It's one more thing I want y'all to remember, because this is what everybody does. Don't go by what you've seen on another race and try to apply it to this race, because everybody was saying, well, we've seen the girls go down the wall and everything. We don't know what they was running under. Different circumstances,
there
was a different actions, guys. You can't go by what you've seen on another race.
I DP'd that race, actually, dog, and Grudge specifically was saying, the guy was trying to run the pot up, and Grudge kept saying, it's Grudge Roots, 1,500 bucks. That's all he kept saying. And the guy said, okay. He said, okay, we might bet more later, but we're running Grudge Roots. So when he hit the wall, the guy ran over to me. I said, y'all agree, Grudge Roots? Then he said, yeah, we did. I said, well, he can hit the wall as long as he stay in his lane. And it was a done deal.
As long as he stay in his lane. All right. Come on, Legion.
Y'all did a lot of talking, but I'm going to say this because I was in that situation. We ran track rule, cut on the bug. Big Sham them cut on the bug. I cut on my second bug. His brother rolled through the beam for $2,500. When he bagged, I didn't move. I said, he lost. But then nothing happened. As soon as he bagged back, his front tire bagged up and touched that beam, he got the red light and I tore away from there.
That's because y'all was on auto start, and once that damn tree seen three bugs, it started counting. By the he backed up, and that second sucker was over there.
Now he went forward and stopped.
You know what
he broke the
once
beam
that, if you're on auto start, and once that man is just switched when he sees three bugs. Once he sees three bugs, it's going to start counting.
Yeah, what dog saying, Leo, is that what it done is about time he backed up was about time the tree timed to do the auto start.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you race at the track and you don't race track rules and auto start, you probably don't need to be racing at the track. Because it'll just make your life easier in the long run.
See, that's what I mean by just you seeing something have on one from and you don't have on another, you don't know what the situation is on that. You just can't put them together. And see, that's what a lot of people do. They put it on, well, I've seen this before. I've seen this here. You don't know what the situation was when you're seeing that. That's why you can't keep saying that. That's why you need to know what the hell you're doing, or else you don't need to do it.
That's the honest way to
learn.
Oh,
you ain't got no dog.
Track rules. You go by track rules. You're done with it.
Trust Justin don't work at Progressive Pipeline. Now we got the pipeline.
Oh,
all right, Matty, you're my goal, Matty. We talk about the pipeline. We talk about racing.
Oh, have mercy. Not the direct connection.
Not the
Phil, I got a question for you. Phil, I got a question for you.
Y'all listen up now. And again, y'all talking before y'all know the answer. Danny Boy brought up a point that y'all didn't understand. I know exactly what he was talking about. He said, I said, just said me and Phil up in the race each other. And I'm over there hollering, track rules. And Phil hollering, okay, track rules. But now when you realize the race over. Okay, right there, showing you there's some misunderstanding on what we understand with track rules. So that's what Danny Boy was saying. I stopped and asked, you understand what track rules is? Because when I'm over there hollering track rules, and then Phil over there hollering, well, if you really like the race over with, then see we got a misunderstanding on track rules. Because, see, the race ain't over with on the track rules when you really like the race ain't over with yet. So that's what Danny Boy was talking about. It's not a gray area. It's just that the two guys betting in don't understand what really track rules is. That's what he said when I will stop it and say, hey,
you right.
Track rules is.
Right.
Then they can go back and
speak the rest of the rules.
The explanation is that the guy that says you red light the race is over don't understand track rules.
Exactly. And that's what Danny Boy was trying to tell y'all about. You know,
he's looking for a good way to get rid of money.
Phil, you're doing the same thing everybody else doing. You're talking to me. It ain't your time. But like Phil said, though, if you don't understand it, it ain't for me to teach you because I might not know what to teach you. I can't sit down here and teach you all the rules. That's what Phil said, too, though.
Correct.
Come on, Phil. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somebody was asking something. I don't know who it was.
That was me, Phil Lorenzo. I have a question. I was talking with a track worker. And he told me at one point he's seen John Force hit the wall, still win the race. I told him, no way in the world. I've never known it. Has there ever been a time in NHR history where they could hit the wall and still win a race within the race boundary?
I mean, there could be way.
What if the other guy hit the wall first?
Neither car hit the wall. I mean, it's only force hit the wall.
Yeah, no. NHRA that I've known of.
What if
the other guy crossed center?
What if the other guy crossed center?
That's what I'm saying. If the other guy, made a boundary violation before that,
whoever did it first loses. Whoever did it first loses.
Right.
The center and the wall is considered the same offense.
No.
Worse.
Hold on. So that's what I mean. Now that's one thing I didn't understand. Let me ask this. So I hit the wall and stay in my lane, but you cross in my lane after I hit the wall. The one hit the wall first lost.
Whoever committed the worst offense first loses.
So whoever, both of them are the same official.
Danny, crossing the center line and hitting the wall is the same thing. It's basically the same thing.
Right.
That's two worse.
Right.
Whoever do it first.
The only thing that saved you from going across the center line is what lane you was in.
At the same time, he crossed and I hit the wall. Who wins?
At the same time.
Whoever do it first, Danny. Bob, we keep telling you the same thing. Whoever commits the offense first loses.
Same first. I said.
Oh, no. He said the same time.
At the same time.
If they cannot determine who is first and both
no,
are DQ'd,
no,
both of them are out.
The same time.
No, I ain't talking about in no competition. I'm talking about in a good way. Things do happen at the same time. What the hell do you mean?
That goes back to whether you're running track rules or grad rules. Guys, everybody talking at the same time. That's why we can't ever get
nothing. I understand what he's asking, dog. It technically could happen, and then nobody's going to win.
Okay.
What he asked if he hit the wall and another man crossed over. Okay. It all depends on whether it's track rules or grad rules. He was talking about track rules, dog.
He just was wondering what would happen if they happened at the same time.
Can I ask Phil the question?
Yeah.
If we on track rules and I cross in the yellow lane, but at the same time you hitting the wall and they can't determine whether one foot was so close or maybe it happened at the same time. Well, nobody would win. Crossing was the worst offense. That's what I always thought. I thought crossing was the same exact violation. I was wrong.
Right.
Okay. I was wrong. Because I thought that man hitting the wall, he's not impeding in the O lane. So I thought the violation is not
because of impeding anything. The violation is because you left the racing surface in your lane.
Okay.
The only thing that makes the wall crossing the center line is what lane you're in.
Hitting the wall could be just as worse as crossing the center line because you can hit the wall and jump the wall and all that shit too, but it's the same worst offense. Both of them the same.
If your car went to the left and hit the wall, if you was in the other lane, it would have crossed the center line. And usually people will cross the center line way more than they would hit the wall, and it's just because human nature is the wall scares you and you will drive away from it, where the center line you don't look at it as much danger.
Any more gray areas in the rules y'all want to bring up?
Danny boy, Dick or Quan, whoever asked the last one, there will be at some point something somebody's never seen before. And at that point, that's when the race director, like the last rule in the rule book of all the rule books, is the race director's decision is final. So if there's not anything written to help them make the decision, then they just make the call.
It's another rule I would say something about, but I don't want to start it on down the line with this.
If you don't want to say nothing about it, why are you talking to me? If you don't want to bring it up, let me make the point. Don't come up with this shit about it's something that I don't want to start it. If you don't want to start it, don't say something then. Damn. I got the Bobby Cole rule.
The Bobby Cole
rule. Oh, man. Not the Bobby Cole rule.
Fuck all that crossing line.
go out there and goddamn stomp them motherfucking heels together and get across that goddamn finish line and bet what you can goddamn bet and get the fuck on.
No, we ain't talking about Fisher now. We ain't talking about gangster. We talking about Fisher.
No, I'm just saying. No, I'm talking about with the car.
Okay, we got it. We got it. Let's get this official shit out of the way first. Just like Bobby, Phil was saying, that XRP got a good rule. Just like if some come over into another man's lane, some tracks don't even have a rule on that. That it's gonna be up to the race director or the track to determine that. Right there on XRP thing, they said if something come off your goddamn car and go there, you automatically go. So they don't have to worry about making the call.
And it don't say that it's got to come off in front of him either.
Yeah.
It just says
period. As long as it come off.
Yeah. Oh,
no, that's what I was about to say too. And I said because I don't want to start on down line, but that's what I was about to bring
most,
up because I know some.
That was you.
A written rule. Yeah, but most places, that would be a race director's thing, and if it comes off and then don't impede the car, they're probably not going to make a call against it if it does. But that track don't really say it. But in reality, if it comes off behind, it's probably not going to – you're probably going to lose anyway.
Impede. Yeah.
So I said a lot
now, another thing that everybody – I'm trying to back it up, y'all. Another thing that everybody – misunderstand too, that COTS bullshit about you can cross over there and come back over and then still win the race. That's COTS shit. Stop mixing that shit up with the other shit too. That's COTS.
Oh,
that ain't none of the NHRA or the IHRA rules. That's neither one of their rules.
Yeah, and that's another thing you got to watch because different promoters and different events, they can make whatever rules they want for their events. And a good example is I was telling Dog about this because he knows it. When you go to Ducks Race now and you enter the race, when you get a packet, Ty Joe can tell you this, you get a packet. It lists his rules in that packet. And there's a few of them that are different from normal track rules. But it don't matter because they're his rules for his event. It has nothing to do with any other event.
And that came up the last race. The guy was over there complaining about it. He said, look at your packet. Look at your rules. There it is right there. Like I said, in your packet, you get a list of the rules.
But that also goes back like Danny Boy and them were saying, if you got to understand it in the beginning, it ain't nothing to bitch about.
Yeah.
You got a point there.
If the man gives you the rules and you don't read them, that ain't his fault. That's your fault.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
Pass it to your law.
Duck's rules is once the red light come on, the race is over.
The race is over.
Hit both walls and tear the tree off.
Not the duck rule.
Well, any more discussions y'all want to bring up? I did the bad report, but I already put it on Facebook, so people that have been checking over there don't have to worry about it.
Who the bear this week, dog? Who the bear?
The bear, Lil Romeo, Trigger Man, TMR Racing. That's the bear of the week.
Man, the bear's goddamn stepchild,
God,
man.
You ain't gonna be able to tell Boot nothing.
I know it. That's why I did. The club was Ace Boogie. The bully was Chip Starter, Alex
Silver
B.
Dollar.
The thought was Ain't Money Performance, Whole Camp. The Jackass was New Dirty Red. The Lamont Trapper was I ain't gonna say this here because y'all read it on Facebook. Motherfuckers in Texas that don't know what track rules mean. That was the Lamont Trapper. Most impressive was Jawbreaker. Driver of the week, Sean Barry with Ace Boogie. Best race of the week was Stepchild versus Sicario. And the she-bear was Abby Lynn. That's the battery, folks.
Man, the jackass with that guy driving back up the track at Holly Springs this weekend, Sunday.
Why was he a jackass?
Huh?
I mean, he a bad motherfucker if he drove back up the track. Why he a jackass?
Because he was
a
jackass. You shouldn't do that.
Shit, I invented that shit. That means you a bad motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
When I invented it like about 20-something years ago, I invented it, but a couple of people tried to imitate it, but I invented that shit. Willie Dog invented that. And me and Baby raced. We said, God damn it, whoever God damn it lose got to lead the track. And I told the people on the start line, if I win, I'm driving back up that bitch. They said, if you do, we're going to kick your ass out. I drove back up the bitch.
Dog.
They didn't kick me out there.
You mentioned Bay.
Yeah.
Can you imagine some shit that goes on these days went on back then with Bay racing?
No. If they know about what his name over there that drives Showtime car, what his name Wade Butler. Wayne Butler a bad motherfucker now. Wayne Butler was not in Edenton, where he got them, it crossed the man line, crossed over to the other man's lane, and went out there and turned the goddamn light on and said, God damn it, I was the first one in, and he took the money. Now, that was a bad motherfucker. It was some shit going on back in them days. Yeah. I said, damn, y'all some bad motherfuckers, boy. But, yeah, that baby had been around there now. There had been a whole lot of – y'all think Tony Vine was – shit, that baby was around. We'd probably be having a show every day about some shit down there. But yeah. There's been some characters in this game, kid. There's been some characters.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine so.
Oh, yeah. All right, y'all come on. Anything else, y'all? Anything else? We did pretty good now. We might have – y'all might have thought we didn't get none of the coverage, but we did pretty good under the circumstances. It's been some fun. Hey, Lorenzo.
Yes, sir.
Well, Lorenzo, I got to give you props, boy. You the calmest motherfucker I've seen that's still in the paper had all this shit jailstone hit your way.
Hey, if it don't affect my money, I don't let it bother me.
No. Shit. Yeah. Because he said nobody gave him no money in the track. Shit, he was free.
Well, yeah, but he sort of get fucked up like me. They still hold him responsible and make him try to answer this shit.
Yeah.
I mean, they still
trying to make him a scapegoat.
To me, if you're a DP man, that contract ain't binding until they give you that money. Because until they give you that money, they ain't no
way. Yeah.
Hey, dog, I got told some last week. They said I was crazy because I don't even do the 10%. You know what I would like to do for DP? I don't know where that
10% shit come from. That's some shit some motherfucker made up a joke. ain't nobody got no goddamn spend of 10%. Motherfucker, for 10%, do you know how I stop racing, stop working? I'm gonna do all the DPs and y'all give me 10% of that shit. I'll be at every track every week somewhere.
Oh man,
that's some shit somebody just made up now. That 10% shit.
Hold on. So on that race out in Texas for the amount they raced for, the DP man should have still kept this 10% because they did all the work and then give the rest back.
That's about $10, man. That's about $10, man.
Good God Almighty.
Yeah.
Nah. I want to say no. I don't even ask. You know, most guys ask for something for DP. I don't do it. I just do it out the enjoyment.
No, folks, I didn't really come up with that 10% shit. That was somebody else did that shit as a joke, I think. I ain't gonna say Mike Hill said that shit as a joke, and everybody else heard it, and they kept it going. Though. I ain't gonna say Mike Hill said it. But now, it ain't a matter of you asking for something, man. If you entrust somebody, because like I said, somebody, just like I did, that raised out there, now somebody could have got seriously fucked up. Now, the little tip you was gonna give me for holding that money, well, I'm gonna take care of them bandages, they're gonna be on my goddamn head now.
Oh man, not the hospital bill.
Shit, like they were saying, for 50 aside, somebody might have put some melodies on your ass. So,
yeah.
A DP man should always be tipped, just like a waitress at a restaurant. It depends on if she get good service, she should get a decent tip. A DP man should get a decent tip if he do you a good service. And like
you don't need
a DP man. You don't never need a DP man till you need one. You don't never need a DP man till you need one.
We're here when you need you.
Kid, dog, if you get
well,
guys, boy, you'd be a fat cat down there by the time you get to the
world. If I got 10%, I'd have me a Pullman, Phil. If I can get 10%, I'd be having me a fucking Pullman.
Oh, man.
Well, maybe you just get 10% of the DP, not of the pot, dog.
Well, I don't know. But hey, Phil, when is you and Bubba them gonna go back at it again? Anybody want to know that? When you and Bubba them going back at it again?
We gonna run Orlando and the Snowbirds, and then hopefully it's gone after that.
Oh,
we'll
man.
Have something. We'll work
not,
on something
not,
else. To...
Not down at Bradenton.
Yeah, we'll be in, and I mean he's welcome to race at one of them races with the rules, but the rules are too far different from Outlaw for us to try to grudge race and race at the race.
All right, anybody got anything? Everybody, Michael, go if you got something, go ahead and we'll address that and get on out here. If anybody got something.
Hey Phil, did you hear the
interview that Wes Buck had with Richard Framer?
No, I did not.
Yeah. Let's talk about team orders.
Yeah.
All right.
I can tell you this, kid. I've worked on a lot of teams, and I've seen a lot of teams in racing. I ain't never seen. I've always seen them say there ain't no team orders, but I've worked on enough of them to know that there is. So.
Oh yeah, well, yeah. We all know that, you know. But
I heard that shit. There were no team orders, and when the boss got whooped, the motherfucker wasn't working at it next week.
Yep. Cause Jeggy laid down for Erica out there in Las Vegas. Richard said he didn't lay down.
Oh, you talking about Troy?
I mean Troy. Yeah.
Hey, I wouldn't mind laying down for Erica my damn self. I'll lay down for
him. Lord have mercy.
Man, Richard to kick all the boxing out your ass.
I'll lay down for her today. She used to be a fine looking little kicker, little old fat face ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
Anyway. All right, guys. If we ain't got them, we're finna close it on out of here. Anybody got anything before we close it out? Anybody? Bill, you got anything you want to put out before you get out of here?
No. Nope.
Better boy might be on your ass.
Ain't nobody doing that. Want to go to Florida, Orlando Speed World at the World Street Nationals this weekend. Gonna have a look like a pretty good group of classes. Should be a good race. Should be good weather.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. All right, guys. Thank y'all for tuning in late. It's getting late. I know y'all got to get up in the morning, but I'm old as y'all is, and I got to get up. So fuck y'all.
We got an extra hour
good for y'all.
Yesterday, so we all good.
You got right. I ain't got to get up and go.
Okay.
No goddamn well.
That's right, kid. Good night, everybody. Good night.
Good night.